you touched on this in the update about the conversation, the private conversation that President Trump had with President Putin. Tell us more about what you think might have gone on there.
Well, the reason you even go there is because the move itself, pulling out of this treaty, doesn't really make much strategic sense. Don't get me wrong. The Russians have almost certainly violated the treaty. When I was on the advisory board for the State Department, I saw the data on this, and I think the State Department's right. The Russians are in violation. The problem is pulling out of the treaty doesn't fix that violation. It gives Russia a get-out-of-jail-free card. You throw away the treaty, and now there are no limits on Russia. They could deploy as many weapons as they wanted, wherever they wanted, and we'd have no way to stop it. So why is the U.S. doing this? One possibility is just a hardline ideological view. John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, doesn't believe in these kinds of treaties, thinks they restrain the United States. He's killed many of them in the past. This is his latest hit. But there's also this possibility that Putin and Trump discussed this in one of the five meetings they had where no other U.S. officials were allowed, where Trump confiscated the translator's notes. It'd be interesting to know, because this is a gift to Putin. This gets Putin off the hook. He wants to be able to deploy these weapons. The U.S. is now letting him. He wants to divide the alliance from the United States, and this will certainly do that.
Why would the President of the United States give this gift, as you call it, to Putin?
Well, you know, so you again come up with really two basic possibilities. One is this is just a hardline strategic view of this is how you compete with Russia. So maybe that's what John Bolton thinks. I think that's what Mike Pompeo thinks, that arms control treaties restrain us, and what we want to do is outgun them. So let's eliminate the flexibility. If they're going to deploy weapons, we'll deploy more weapons. As President Trump once said, let it be an arms race. So for those of you who missed the arms race of the 1980s, this is what it looked like. And this is what we did. The Russians and the Soviets then and the United States deployed 3,000 nuclear weapons in Europe of these kinds of weapons. And then Ronald Reagan said enough. He negotiated this treaty. It broke the back of the arms race. It began the process of reductions. Donald Trump is now killing Ronald Reagan's treaty. So the other possibility is that there's something else going on. That Putin has perhaps manipulated the president, and people suspect that on other issues, and that they have worked out some kind of deal for Trump, in essence, to unconstrain Russia, but take the hit for it, take the blame for it. And this is deeply upsetting to our NATO allies who are starting to question U.S. commitment to their security.
Does this mean we will begin developing new weapons right away?
That is actually the worst part. So this is what I mean by an arms race. This is what happens. One side develops something and the other side says, well, we need a similar kind. So there's proposals in the United States to develop these weapons, and they might start now. So by not implementing the treaty, this is what Mike Pompeo said, we could start researching and developing these weapons now prohibited, even though we're not going to pull out for 6 months. And the Europeans are hoping we change our mind. And there's a lot of people, some of them in the Pacific Command, U.S. Pacific Command, who want to develop these kinds of weapons to counter China. So there's a sort of audience for this, or a constituency for this. But just yesterday, 10 senators, led by Senator Jeff Merkley from Oregon, and a group that includes six potential presidential candidates like Kamala Harris, she signed on to this, introduced a bill to bar funding for any U.S., new U.S. weapon that would violate this treaty. The House of Representatives is likely to follow their lead, so I think it's unlikely that Congress will approve funding. So here you have the worst of all possible worlds. The treaties will be shredded, Russia will be unconstrained, and we won't be matching those kinds of missiles. That's the congressional effort to stop this arms race. What Mike Pompeo did today is pour gasoline on an already raging fire.